With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. It's shaping up to be a cold caucus day in Iowa tomorrow. White House correspondent Greg Clugston looks ahead.
As Iowa kicks off the presidential nominating season, caucus-goers better bundle up.
We have a high temperature of 1 degree on Monday.
Chad Hahn is with the National Weather Service.
So with fresh snowpack, we're expecting those actually may be on the high side, so we may not warm above 0 degrees.
But Iowa Republican Party Chairman Jeff Kaufman isn't worried. He says Iowa is the heartland, and he's still expecting strong voter turnout.
Although it may be a little uncomfortable, it will not be a deterrent to attendance.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today marks 100 days since Israel and Hamas began their latest war. This battle, already the longest and deadliest between Israel and the Palestinian terror group since the Jewish state was established in 1948, and the fighting shows no signs of ending. Israel declared war in response to Hamas' cross-border attack on October 7th. It was the deadliest attack in Israel's history and the deadliest for Jews since the Holocaust. Neighbors say North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the sea this morning, its first missile launch this year.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea launched an unidentified ballistic missile off the North's east coast, but South Korea gave no further details on how far the weapon flew. The missile launch comes days after North Korea fired a barrage of artillery shells near the tense sea border with South Korea. This prompted the South to conduct similar firing exercises in the same area.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Hawaiian lawmakers, due to convene this week for the first time since the burning of historic Lahaina, awakened the state to the deadly and costly threat of wildfires. Now it's tops on the agenda. This is SRN News. Poll after poll indicates that America is in serious moral decline, but one Christian researcher says there's an opportunity for a turnaround.
That's the beauty of crises. That's a gift from God to give us the opportunity to question who we are, what we think, what we're doing, how we're living, what we're trying to do.
Dr. George Barna runs the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University.
If we're going to turn the whole enterprise around and get a larger share of the population to embrace a biblical worldview, number one, recognize it's not going to happen overnight. Number two, recognize the sooner we start, the sooner we can turn it around. Number three, recognize it's got to happen based on the commitment of parents to investing in that process with their children.
He says the next generation is the key to America's future. Barna's got a new book out called Raising Spiritual Champions. This is SRN News. The top cop in Los Angeles calls it quits.
Chief Michael Moore made the unexpected announcement Friday. He's taking off his badge the end of February so he and his wife can move closer to their out-of-state daughter. Moore's been a cop for more than four decades and chief since 2018. He'd been reappointed last year for a second term to begin planning for the city's 2028 Olympics. The department's faced several controversies during Moore's tenure. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Patrick Mahomes threw for 262 yards and a touchdown, leading the Chiefs to a 26-7 rout of the Dolphins in the fourth coldest NFL game in history last night. It was so cold that Mahomes had his helmet crack on a helmet-to-helmet hit. He is okay, but he did need a new hat. Rookie C.J. Stroud threw for 275 yards, three touchdowns, and the Texans returned two picks by Joe Flacco, four touchdowns. And they hammered the Cleveland Browns 45-14 in the other playoff game yesterday. This is SRN News.